So
Got it.
those that grew up on the South Side, Dr. Zoller, Dr. Adams, there was a bunch of oh, even I can't think of Lightfoot, Dr. Lightfoot. So it was just an amazing space of Black excellence, right? The pharmacists, the doctors, and the people that brought their children there did so on purpose, right? They get to see Black, we're in the neighborhood, get to see Black doctors. My dad was in the front. He and I had similar personalities, always smiling, always, but it was important to him to be in the community. My father gave hypodermic needles to the to the junkie so they would be safe in the 70s and 80s, right? The hook, the joke in our family was the hookers would come in and hang out and he would introduce them to my mother and they would just, this is why I'm on the corner of 71st and Jeffrey. This is why my mother was a first grade teacher on 115th in Michigan, because I don't even want to say they believed in the people. That was who we were. That's who we are. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like we're talking about this activism and this voice coming out. It wasn't until later that I was like, we don't all do this. Everybody's parent doesn't give them a copy of the autobiography of Malcolm X when they're 17 and say, read it, the same one that y'all. So it was just all, this was a part of who we were. And it was reflected in my parents' jobs and career choices and the way they interacted with the community.